First, I'd like to address a few words to those of you specifically sitting in front of me this morning. Perhaps you've come here to the cathedral with different emotions. Maybe you came with joy, even tears, for the first time to come back in so many weeks, for the first time to receive Jesus in the Eucharist in so many months. Maybe you came with nervousness. Can I touch that? Can I sit close to this person? Can I talk to this person? Maybe you came with frustration. There's no books here. I can't follow the readings. I have all these instructions I got to follow when I come. I have to wear this and do this. And you might come with varying emotions this morning. Whatever you come with, it's okay. It's okay. And so I asked myself, how can I help this morning? So I decided that there's one thing I'm not going to do today. I'm not going to have you stand up and go introduce yourself to someone in another pew. Maybe another day. But more importantly, I decided that there's one thing I'm not going to say today. Your safety is my top priority. How many times have you heard that lately? You know, I've heard leaders of the church say throughout the country, your safety is my top priority. Well, I hate to break the news to you, but my top priority is not your safety. My top priority is your salvation. And if I have to pick between the two, I'm picking your salvation. Now, I'm not saying that I have to pick between the two, or that I want to pick between the two. Is it possible to choose both? Of course it is. But if at some point the choice is to pick something for your safety at the expense of your salvation, to protect your life on this earth at the risk of losing your life forever with God, I'm going to pick the latter, not the former. Does anyone else see the irony, or better yet, the providence, of our weekend return to Mass in Dodge City, where we're greeted by the words of Jesus saying, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body." It would have been safer to stop hearing confessions the last 3 months, stop doing baptisms the last 3 months, stop anointing the sick. Safer for you, not just for me. But if safety was his top priority, would Damien of Molokai have gone to Hawaii to minister to the lepers? If safety was her top priority, would St. Teresa of Calcutta have washed the sores of people in the streets? Would Father Emil Kapan have run out on the battlefield in Korea to minister to fallen soldiers if safety was his top priority? Now, that's not to take away from anyone who has chosen to not be here this weekend, including those of you who are joining us on our live stream from Dodge City, throughout the diocese, or beyond. The fact that you're not here this weekend does not mean that you do not care about your soul. In fact, if you're joining us on the Cathedral Facebook page for our live stream, it's precisely because you do care about your soul. In other words, this does not boil down to simple statements like those who went to confession during the crisis are heroes and those who didn't are cowards, or those who came to Mass this weekend are the courageous ones. Those are unhealthy and uncharitable conclusions to make. But I, as your pastor, just like you, as the head of your household, have to continue to ask the question, am I more worried about that which can kill my body than that which can kill my soul? One thing that did not take a break during these last months was burying the dead. And as Father Juan and I celebrated those funerals, in some cases, burying those who died from this very virus, celebrating those funerals with 10 people, which in one case was not even enough for the man's own children to come, the surreal simplicity of those funerals painted a clear picture for me of life and death. But I have to tell you, I will have more joy doing a funeral for a person who is dead but whose destination is heaven than protecting the health of a person who is alive but whose life will end with their last breath. In other words, perhaps it took a pandemic to remind us that our efforts to add years on this earth are pointless if we're just looking out for the body. Your safety is not my top priority. My top priority is your salvation.